big Tuesday night brings everybody out. All right. I just got to meet Sonia Bryson. That was pretty sweet.
It's her birthday.
Well, how old is she?
50 years old.
50? What was the score tonight?
5-0.
You set that one up on a platter.
Okay, what do we got?
Does this one have kind of the feel of a game you won in previous seasons where Bishop played big saves early on, you scored a lot of goals off the rush, and you were kind of, you know, dictating the player to that first one?
All right. Bish played extremely well in the first period when we needed him. And, you know, just look up at the shot clock and say we've given up 19 shots, and I don't know, we had six or something like that. We felt extremely fortunate to come to the room with the lead. Clearly, Ben Bishop had a big part of that. But then once that happened, we gave up 9 shots the rest of the game. And that's, you know, the team helping each other out. So, you know, Ben bailed us out in the first, and the team, you know, said, we're not going to try and need you here in the last two periods, and that's how it went. And it seems like a few times this year, you know, the goalie played well, we couldn't score. And, you know, if we were scoring, you know, maybe we weren't playing that great defensively. But in all facets of the game tonight, you know, the keys, we played, you know, well defensively for the most part. You know, our goaltender looked great and our penalty kill was strong. Usually those add up to favorable results.
Yeah, you use this word the other night after the game, engaged. How engaged has your team been now for two straight games?
I would sit here and say, I can't sit here and say why, it shouldn't be just two games because we won both those games. I'm looking back from, you know, the start of the Western swing, and the guys have been engaged. Have we got the results we wanted? Have we played a full 60 minutes in every single game? You know, we've had some hiccups along the way. There's a little adversity as hit in a couple games, say maybe the Boston game, and it kind of turned on us a little bit in the third period. You know, we didn't feel like we played poorly against Ottawa. But, you know, our scoring chances were even. You know, they scored 4, we scored 2. But, you know, they're battling. And you can see that, and they've been rewarded here the last two games, which makes you feel good and feel good for them that they can be rewarded for that. But as I said, you know, it's tough when you play well and don't get points because it just puts pressure on you now when if you have a little bit of a hiccup and then don't get points, and that's where you need to kind of scrape back into it, and we weren't able to do that. But fortunately for us, you know, I had a strong game against Anaheim, and Bish bailed us out here in the first period, and we played strong after that, and hopefully we keep building on that.
Coach, when the goalie kind of steals a period like Bish did in the first period, where he was just everywhere, does that kind of energize the rest of the team, knowing that you guys can play a lot better and your goalie's hot? So,
well, there's no question, and that's where the team effort comes in and says, you know, the guys were, all right, enough. And we got to turn our game up a notch against, you know, what I consider a desperate club in LA. I mean, they're fighting for a playoff spot as well. And, you know, it's tough for them. They're on the long Eastern road trip. And I think they had a tougher game right before they played us. So we knew we were going to be expecting a lot in the first period. And we weathered it, and you know, a big part of that was Ben, and we were, you know, our confidence grew because of that.
You mentioned getting rewarded. I'm rewarded today, Gabriel Dumont.
When do you guys need to sit on this side? Like, you got to split up here when we come to do these.
But Gabriel Dumont has played so well since he's come up for it. To see him get that goal, how
yeah.
He's at.
Who picks the stars here, by the way? This is a collaborative effort.
People, yeah.
Well, I thought he could have snuck in there for one of them. He's chipped in so many different ways. And, you know, one of the biggest things he was extremely frustrated with tonight was he wasn't winning the draws like he was the other night. It was killing him. But then he goes in and chips in with a huge goal for us. And this is tenacious play, and it's contagious. And that's what he's brought, and he's found a way to not only get called up, but stay, you know, be in the lineup, but stay in the lineup. And now he's, you know, playing more key situations. And it's just tribute to just his character and his work ethic. And, you know, it's a kid that wants to play in the NHL. He wants to play for the Tampa Bay Lightning, and he's doing a heck of a job.
Are you getting Killorn at all? No, he's
a... Yeah, that was a tough one. So he's, I don't know. We'll see how he is. Hopefully this is just a one-game thing. But yeah, it's tough because you don't, you know, if you can't be 100%, it's hard to put you out. And, you know, we're looking at it saying, okay, we got a couple days before our next game and we've got a tough back-to-back. So, you know, hopefully it'll be...
No matter how you got the results. I mean, first back-to-back wins in over a month. And could this be the kind of thing that gives you guys confidence to go on that kind of run that you've probably been hoping for?
Wow, yeah, we got no choice but to have it go that way. It's, you know, what's the cliche at this point? Every game's a playoff game. I can't look at it, but we just got to keep, you know, building each game. And I truly believe we have, and I truly believe now, you know, guys are getting rewarded for it.
Who got you? His confidence has been growing the last couple games.
He's keeping it simple, and he's playing to his strengths. He's a big physical guy. He plays physical. You know, puck comes on his stick to go to the net, he gets it through. You know, guys call for an outlet pass, he makes it. Simple game when you're doing all that stuff. It's good to see. Yeah, it's like the old school days. I was, I've always been a big fan of home team wearing white, and it was weird going out and seeing it today. So, we'll see.
Thank you. Brandon on Thursday.